I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. United Nations peacekeepers say anger is rising over slow distribution of aid. CURE International's Steve Bastian spoke to us from the airport at Port-au-Prince. There's a bottleneck, which means getting bigger aid teams in will be more difficult, and hospitals are shorthanded. He says they were the first medical mission to assess their medical situation and to offer assistance. He's anticipating being able to share the gospel of Jesus Christ and answer the "Why did you come?" question more fully. And Buckner International and its international adoption affiliate Dillon International are gearing up to help Haiti earthquake victims. They'll be collecting funds for medical relief for Dillon International's Gladys Thomas Hope Hospital, which is receiving many casualties from the quake. They're collecting funds to purchase gasoline for the generators, food, and additional medical supplies. Pray searching hearts will come to Christ. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University. Full-length interviews on the Haiti crisis are available at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.